Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Tonight, John and Don, they have called in a timely manner, and I appreciate it. The title of the show tonight is The Ghosts of Mississippi, Refining Our True Calling, Purging Our Enemies. We're also going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and his decision to get homeopathic remedies for the COVID struggle. And I thought I'd start out the night reading up one passage from the book I released on Amazon about the Milwaukee 14. Father Rosebaugh was in the Oblate Seminary class in Biloxi, Mississippi, and since Don went there, we're going to be talking about his journey there this last couple weeks. So I'll just start here. It's a couple pages, but it goes by fast. Pope John the 23rd had opened up the windows of the church. Our church, the Catholic Church, the mantelpiece of Christianity, had to adapt to the times. The Vatican wants to make change. They need to make change to stay relevant in a way to minister to the people. The social movements of the mid-60s are causing a stir. No one can sit idle. The theme of the Second Vatican Council is reconciliation. But how many members of our society don't have social entrance into the church doors? The new Vatican allows for Catholics to pray with other Christian denominations, encourages friendships with other non-Christian faiths, and allows for English to be used at Mass instead of Latin. Other new positions concern education. We must try to make all education accessible and inclusively driven. It is also disavowing the excommunication of the Orthodox Church that happened thousands of years ago. Pope Paul VI said in December of 65, "The joys and hopes, the grief and anguish of the people of our time, especially those who are poor or afflicted, are joys and hopes the grief and anguish of the followers of Christ as well. Therefore, we have to push beyond our circles to hear the suffering of the community. Professor, how do you propose that, Mr. Rosebaugh? Rosebaugh, resurrect Christ in these southern strongholds and find new ways for our black neighbors to survive. Let the men take a risk to be their companions. It's right here in front of us. Professor, we can imitate that. Maybe we can offer them some kind of local service, like painting their homes for free. Rosebaugh, and allowing them to eat with us, invite them to the seminary for a service. I don't have a problem with that. The administration only allows community days at certain times a year. Rosebaugh, if they can't come to me, I will go to them. I will bring them food. They will be part of the Christian harvest. Narration. My seminary was in the north central province from Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Our backyard was the Gulf of Mexico. The Oblate Order owned a hotel that had been idle for over 15 years. The last 2 years, the students renovated it. We absorbed our surroundings and found there were poor blacks and whites living in shanties in the woods nearby. We got to see firsthand the racial friction and hatred directed at our black friends. I began to question why. Back to the seminary and the dorm room. Larry is with his roommate. Seminarian, where are you going, Larry? Rosebaugh, Phil Berrigan is doing a sit-in in New Orleans at a lunch counter at Woolworths. I'm going to meet him. Seminarian, they won't notice you are absent. Rosebaugh, I'm hoping not. It's Saturday. Will you cover for me? Aw, just skip it. If you don't cover for me, I'll figure something out. After all, I'm in the mission field, literally. Rosebaugh runs across the grass onto a nearby two-lane highway. A sign for New Orleans springs up. He hitchhikes across the state into Louisiana. Someone drops him off in the center of Bourbon Street. He frantically looks at his watch. A clerk is sweeping the street at a storefront shop. Rosebaugh, where's Woolworths? The clerk points. Clerk, four blocks straight, one block to the right. Rosebaugh walks into the Woolworths sweaty. He wipes the sweat off his brow and rearranges his knapsack. He meets Phil Berrigan. Phil Berrigan wearing a Catholic Roman collar. Larry, you made it. Four black friends are hovered around Phil. Rosebaugh, I did indeed. Phil, the press will be here soon. The group huddles. Let's have our statements prepared. They are going to ask us why we did it. Mabel, a middle-aged black woman, is present. She's dressed in a flower dress with half-inch heels. I'll tell them why I did it and why I plan to do it again. Phil calls over the waitress. I want grits with a side of bacon. Waitress is sympathetic and takes the orders but avoids contact with other black patrons. Henry raises his hand to get attention. I want two orders of bacon and easy over eggs. The manager comes out from the back kitchen. Manager, it's Saturday, close to 11:30. Don't make a fuss here. It's peak shopping day. Phil, capitalism before consciousness. No one says a word to the manager. They just lower their heads. Mabel, the sooner we eat, the less you have to worry. The manager looks at her squarely in the face. Manager, feed them, but if there's any violence, everyone goes in the back. A white patron at the counter stands up and leaves with his food half eaten. Everyone in the group finishes ordering. They are served their food and eat in silence. Mabel, well, that was a peaceful lunch. No reporters, no agitators. Is this what it feels like to be white? Suddenly a news team arrives. They start taking pictures. Reporter, why have you staged this protest here today? Larry Rosebaugh stands up. We came here today to demonstrate that the very basic civil rights that should be entrusted to everyone should be guaranteed. We intend to make that happen. The social cleavage of what is fair between blacks and whites in the South is so evident. We will not stop till the white South can admit that the black people are just our brothers and sisters and no less. Mabel, I guess eating lunch around here is a big deal for the white folk. Phil, Larry, I will handle this. I was transferred to Holy Cross College as a priest in training in the seminary. I learned that we should love our neighbors and we should love ourselves, but no one ever encouraged me to examine the context of racism in New Orleans. I was a racist when I arrived at St. Augustine's because to live in America is to be racist, either by commission or omission. Our government's domestic and foreign policies are determined to a large extent by racial assumptions. Racism influences where we live, whom we choose to have as friends, whom we marry, where our children go to school, where we work and worship. Racism fills up our morgues every day with murdered black children. It jams our prisons with black men and women. It crowds our death rows and keeps the executioners busy. It poisons the hopes and kills the dreams of the poor, disempowering Americans. I didn't know these things when my superiors transferred me to New Orleans. I just wanted to be a good priest, a good teacher, to serve God, and to help where and when I could. The students of St. Augustine continued my education. Gently but firmly, I began healing my blindness. The more I learned from my black friends and students, the more outrage I felt, outrage and a deep sense of betrayal. I was brought to be up to respect authority. So I'll stop there. I also have another scene I'll read on another episode. It has to do with when Larry Rosepa, eventually none of the Catholic churches would put him in any of the urban cities because like one time when he was in the St. Paul Parish, he brought a mixed black couple, and one of them was a lawyer. I think a black woman was married to a white guy, and he brought him to the church to speak. And then the white people in St. Paul in the parish complained, so they put him in Duluth, Minnesota, where I live. And at Christmas time, he brought six high school students down to Meridian, Mississippi, where the three black people were murdered, and he did voter registration with blacks. And in those days, they had to take a constitutional test, which was really hard, in order to vote. Anyways, I thought I'd just read it because Don went to Mississippi, and I didn't think anybody was going to call in a timely manner. And lo and behold, Suzette, John, and Don called in. That was an excerpt from my screenplay, Milwaukee 14. Hi, Don. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Jane. Hi, everybody.
I'm sure you got a lot on your mind. You've probably only been back 1 or 2 days, right?
I got back Tuesday. So I've been back a week. But
Think you had been back that long. Did you like my reading?
No, I loved it. I lived it practically. So I know.
Okay, we'll find
it
out in a minute. So I'm going to bring Suzette and John in the air. Hi, John. How's your day going? I just talked to you an hour ago.
It's going beautifully, actually. I've only had two dramatic walk out of the vehicle episodes with my girlfriend today. It's kind of fun. It's actually very normal. So
we're excited to hear about that next. And then let's have Suzette, who's always prompt. Hi, Suzette. How is your evening going?
Going well, thank you. I just got your message. Actually, I just checked my text, and I went, oh my gosh, am I too late? And I looked at the time, I'm like, no, I could just make it. So.
Luckily, because of daylight saving times, we got an extra hour of sleep this week.
Yeah, good for you. Finally, some Z's. That's good. You needed them.
And I got some before the show,
everybody.
So I'm hoping not to fall asleep after an hour. So, Don, why don't you start, since the headliner is The Ghost of Mississippi? I decided to throw that in there. And then anyone else can add on whatever they want to talk about, including Aaron Rodgers and his homeopathic remedies. So go ahead, Don, tell us about your trip.
All right. for the most part, it was extremely enlightening. You get to see the shanties. They're still there. And you see the shacks and you see the communities out in the middle of the woods. But that's all around the South. Alabama, Louisiana, they all have their issues. I'll call them issues because that's the way these people live, and that's the way they want to live, away from society and away from the vestiges of corporate greed and takeover. But they can't help but being in it with the hurricanes and the contamination of the Gulf. You see it every day.
You mean the Gulf waters?
Yes. You see it every day. It's there. The Gulf can't.
You think all those people choose to live rural instead of, like,
yes,
maybe going off and getting a college education?
Yes. They have an opportunity. They have some of the more influential colleges, potentially influential colleges down south, with the historically black colleges and some of the bigger universities such as Ole Miss and Mississippi State. You've got places like LSU and Alabama. Those places have extreme amounts of potential, but just like the minority problems, I'll call it that, minority problem, the whites have delegated the minorities to second-class or third-class citizens and don't want them educated. Remember that
they choose to be, they can, because the new rule is if you have B and C grades in high school, everybody can get a Pell Grant.
Right. Well, that's not going to help the fact that they're going to go to a school where, and we talked about this, I believe, many times, where SATs and test scores don't reflect the intelligence of people who don't understand what certain concepts and theorems are. So, you know, you can't help but listen to figures that show that blacks are essentially about 390 years behind whites in education. Those figures.
You and John briefly discussed that last week. And was it pretty there this time of year, or were all the leaves falling already?
No. Pretty, if you like green, they're all trees. Almost all the South is nothing but trees. There are very few hills, no mountains. And unless you go to the Gulf, you won't see a large body of water, but you have lakes everywhere. So there's a lot of water and a lot of trees, but essentially I've got photos of cotton that's still being grown there, primarily in the middle and northern parts of Mississippi. And my brother purchased near acre in the middle of nowhere in Oakland, Mississippi, in between. And so he's going to put up a house where he wants to just see, quote, the grass grow. If you've got enough retirement money, you can live there relatively cheaply, and you can do nothing if you want for the rest of your life. So that's where a lot of people, northerners, go to, you know, Florida, the Alabamas, you know, Georgia's, they go down there to just watch the grass grow. But the surprising thing that I found is that there are blacks everywhere. Every city, Jackson is comprised primarily of blacks, nearly 70%. But every other city, including Philadelphia, where three got killed, the gentleman from Meridian and two from New York.
Yeah, I was part of it with Meridian.
Right. Well, there are quite a bit.
I think they were taken to a nearby city from Meridian. The core office was raided, and then the people who killed them brought them like 20 miles out somewhere.
Well, it was Philadelphia that I believe that some of it started. I'm not, you know, I didn't exactly see the history, but Philadelphia.
I have the facts, but I'm not going to look it up right now. So,
but Philadelphia.
So, overall, is your brother retired now?
Yes.
Okay, Suzette or John, feel free to jump in. He gave us a synopsis.
That was a short synopsis. There's a lot more there, including Biloxi.
Well, we can discuss it, but I want to give everybody a chance to talk and contribute and see what direction it goes in. Does anyone have a comment, or do you want to hear Don talk more?
Well, I think it's going to get a lot worse. Not just a little bit worse, a lot worse. They already slammed through an extra $1 trillion infrastructure stimulus, which they believe is going to change everything. This is going to bring back America. It's just going to. We've already spent $7 trillion, but we're going to add another trillion. And the president says this isn't going to increase inflation. It won't cost us anything. And
I heard the climate change package was $55 billion.
Oh, well, he's going to tag on another bill that's going to go separately, and basically they're going to try to ramrod it through the Congress without a Republican vote. They just get Kamala. They'll get 49 people on it versus 49, and Kamala Harris will sign off on it, make it 50-49, and they're going to ram another trillion and a half on there. And again, this is going to, after $7 trillion, this is going to change everything. It's going to fix everyone's life. Everyone's going to have free cable for the infrastructure.
Why did you jump into that segue right after Don talk? I was just wondering what was it on your mind, like the budget?
He was saying about people living in squalor, people basically living in shacks. That
like choosing to, basically, too. Yeah, go ahead.
So they want this to go all the way across the country. This is the plan. This is not accidental. This is intentional. Let's shut down our gas so we bring it in from the Middle East. Let's shut down the ports intentionally. Make sure people don't get their supplies. This is art of war. This is shut down America. And even today at the Democracy Alliance, Kamala Harris was out there to meet with George Soros. And I think Don would know, because Democracy Alliance is the largest supplier of money to liberal political forces. He also, Don probably knows that Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, which is now Meta, donated or put together $400 million.
Wait, I have a question quick.
Yeah.
Everything on my phone changed 3 days ago, and now every time I open up a window, it says Meta on it.
That's the new Facebook, because it's the metaverse from Mark Zuckerberg. And the concept will be, in the future, what he wants to transition you to, this is what I've been talking about all this time, it's Matrix. It'll be a 3D, three-dimensional world, and the perfect, you should watch the video for it, James, very creepy as hell.
I thought like some cyber attack, like, you know, like when you're Googling something, and all of a sudden you get like a browser that you don't recognize, and then you have everything's changed. Like, it happens,
right.
But it's unplanned. So that's what I thought happened to my phone.
Well,
I thought that some kind of phony browser overtook
right.
My phone and blah, blah, blah.
Like, if you click a like on something instead of just silence, and now it has a nice little, it kind of goes up into this little fireworks of emojis, and you hear a little sound click. That just suddenly popped in there. And what this is, Mark Zuckerberg's vision is for you to live in a box with some 3D goggles on, and in this box you're sitting there going, you know, I'm having steak dinner with my friends, and I have a beautiful super wife, and I live the greatest life, and I'm inside this 3D hologram, and it's wonderful. It's better than real life. This is what he's telling me. This is better than actually
Kobe
having
Kobe and Tupac in there?
Yeah, if you want them. And it's better than actually having a life, actually being married to a beautiful woman, actually having sex, actually having food. This is virtual world, which is, and then the further experience will come from Elon Musk, where he says, here's a chip in your brain into Neuralink. And this is an imaginary. This is what they're pushing.
I want the fake holograph husband, because the one I just went through caused me grief.
Well, they'll do that for you. And here's an interesting thing, because Don was talking about the oppression of blacks to this day, how terrible it is, how they're being destroyed. Well, part of it is they are being destroyed by all the black fetuses being aborted. But here's what's really going to happen.
Okay, don't say that.
Well, okay, I'll even skip that one, although it's almost a million a year. But even with Tracy's, what's his name? The guy, Travis Scott, who is the boyfriend of Kylie Jenner.
The one who banged the Kardashian?
Well, more than that, he did a concert in Houston, dang, in Texas, because it's a red state. And at the concert, thousands of people stormed towards the stage, and eight people died.
And 24 died.
Yeah, well, at the time, eight, and if when it happened on stage, he had basically it was like a vortex, a circular tube. At the end of the tube said, see you on the other side. And there were eight rings, and eight people died in the and he was basically encouraging the crowd to go crazy because he's done it at other concerts, and Houston police are actually investigating him as well as the promoters and everyone else for the liability. But the point is, this is a brother man, you know, leading the charge of black people to die because he has a strong following. And this, I posted on Facebook, I posted about the vax, the three.
You can
the
talk
steps.
About your ban, and I just want to check in with Suzette a minute. Are you okay with one person telling a long story?
Take a break.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I was just saying it was what he's describing there is like the Matrix as far as the
Okay, John, go ahead and tell your Facebook odyssey.
Well, here's what happened is that I was posting on the vax, and basically we were on step 3 out of 5, which is mask optional. Now it's mandatory. Vax optional. Oh, now you got to get it. Then they do the mandate. That's number 3, which is where we're at right now. Number 4 will be the passport. And by the way, it's never been mandated up until just 2 days ago. Joe Biden said, okay, now it's a mandate. Then he used OSHA, Occupational Safety and Hazard Agency, to promote it because he couldn't do it himself. He doesn't have the power. And most people don't know that the final authority of law in your community is your sheriff. Not the president, not Congress, not anyone else, not even the police. It's the sheriff that's come. You know, when there's a new sheriff in town, he can deputize, like the old Wild Wild West. Most people don't know it. If your sheriff says, no mask, don't worry about it, not going to do anything, you walk, not a problem. But anyway, going back to this issue is that with Biden, he basically said, okay, now it's a mandate through OSHA, and the schools are actually saying now you don't need parental consent to vax the kids. So kids will go to school and they'll grab Billy and say, we want to jab you right now. And Billy will say, I want to call my mommy. He said, no, you don't need your parents' consent. In fact, here's our emotion dog. They're putting dogs now in there. Instead of G-O-D, we have D-O-G in the schools. And Billy, just put your hand on doggy, pet the doggy, and you're going to feel a little pinch, and boom, we got you vaxxed. And
I want to ask Don and Suzette something. Did either of you hear anything about that backdoor vaccination without parent approval?
Just hit the news. Saw it on. If you look up nuisances, Governor Newsom. By the way, Nancy Pelosi just yesterday was at a wedding. A billionaire's I think Letitia or whatever, Getty. Is it the Getty girl, the billionaire girl? And she was at their get-together, the wedding. She was actually officiating, oh, without a mask, because she's special. So when we talk about discrimination.
Well, the mask mandate doesn't exist anymore.
Well, no, it does. But, in fact, just go to any store, try walking in California.
Unless you go to the doctor.
Here's the point, is Rosa Parks is dead. This is going to be, forget black, white, it's going to be vax or unvax. It's going to be beast, chip, or no chip. This is going to be the new discrimination. I put up a post stating that. And then to put the cherry on the cake, I put a picture of Steven Crowder, who's a conservative Christian comedian who goes to colleges he'll sit down at a table with a camera, coffee mug, and he'll put a sign like abortion is murder, change my mind, or whatever, any controversial subject. And Facebook has banned him, Twitter's banned him, Instagram has banned him. So I put up a picture of Crowder with it, stating the picture was the vaccine is the mark of the beast, change my mind. I put that picture on there just to embellish my point, and Facebook threw me into jail for 3 days because of posting a picture. So it didn't matter black or white. It didn't matter sexism. It's just, you know, speak your mind with a Christian conservative comedian, and no one says a thing. They'll have Travis Scott pictures all over the place, not a problem. But speak against the vax or be conservative, you know, you're counter trans, you're out. So any response to that discrimination, the new back of the bus, you can't even get on the bus without the vax. That's what it'll be. What do you think, Suzette?
Well, they do have organizations for hate speech. And they're developing, like new vocabularies and what they consider hate speech. And, so you have Christ Action, which is a group in New Zealand. And we're a part of that group. And that group, I've mentioned it before, as far as is with another organization called GIFT, which is Google and Facebook and Microsoft and one more. But so they formed in 2017, and so they're monitoring the internet for domestic terrorism and international terrorism, what they deem that. And it includes types of speech. And Merrick Garland had joined us with those groups, signed us on with them. And so, yeah. So it stands to reason that since May, they've been working on this. So, yeah.
But, by the way, I talked to 5 teenage boys at a burger shop in Hollywood 2 hours ago. And they were wearing the mask and chewing, but their masks were down. I said, do you boys, you young men, do you think this mask really works? And you know what they said to me? They said, oh, yes. This is protecting us. It's helping, making everything safe. I said, so right now your mask is down, so like we're unprotected? And they stop and think, well, yeah, that's, last summer I was sick and then I wore the mask and then I got better. And I said, do you trust Bill Gates? And he said, Bill Gates is a philanthropist. He's a good man. Bill Gates is a great guy. And I said, and you trust your government? The government, with Dr. Fauci, they're doing everything they can to make things so we can get back to normal. I say, so you trust the chemical and Moderna?
I side with the Beverly Hills teenagers.
Well, see, there you go. Well, you can see how the propaganda, what Hitler said, taught is you teach the kids, from kindergarten through teen, and you have them for life. They're done. That you can propagandize them any way you want. So Jane, you really think that the mask works?
I'm trying to say is that I debated with an atheist all weekend at work, and he was a very jaded person in some ways, but in some ways he was enlightened. But, a lot of people think what I'm trying to say is Bill Gates is doing some good in the world. Now, I do think the vaccination process is being forced on us in many ways, and that's why I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers and his, you know, his lone horse philosophy. But it's okay to have faith in our institutions. We're not all being snaked.
Well,
we're not Syrians walking 2,000 miles to Germany. We're in good shape.
We are so Germany right now. You are ready to be marched. If I don't take the march,
Germany is
ready.
A good country now. They're the strongest European nation, and they're the richest and the most efficient.
Because the Nazis came to America, and then they went back to Germany. But
I'm talking about right now in this history. Right now in this given point of history, Germany has the strongest economy, the most highly technological advanced country on Earth.
Well, they also did while Hitler was running it too. You know that. But here's here's the thing. And China's the number two economy in the planet. Do you like China?
And what part of America created the indoctrinated woman you're dating who thinks everything should be handed to her? One thing that you resent. So she's probably an outgrowth of the Jewish community.
Oh yeah, the Jew. But
maybe that was a slap in the face, but you have to think about it. I'm not going to talk about her. I'm going to talk about the metaphor of her. There's no woman in America who stands on their own two feet should have any dependency on a male at all. If a man wants to pay for a dinner or pay for something, that's fine, but the modern world doesn't permit it. You have to be strong and able. Now, in Suzette's case, she couldn't find a job in her field or any field right now, and her husband is supporting her. But that's by default. She wants to work.
Well, that's saying that you buy into the concept that men and women are equal, that women are doing all this work, and yet 97% of all hard labor is done by men. You've gone to construction sites, and I'm sure you've seen that. I've never seen a woman on a construction site except maybe once.
Well, at FedEx, we had 7 women there doing the overnight shift, and 4 of them were under 30, and they could lift anything a guy could lift.
Nice.
And they didn't complain. They didn't have to work a job that hard, but they chose to. I'm not going to get into man versus women comparisons. What I'm saying is that we all grew. Everybody on this show finished high school, but I was a huge institutional rebel from age 19 to 22. I didn't do anything society told me to do. I didn't get a degree in business. I got it in political science and social studies. I didn't do anything that even spelled out the word indoctrination. So even Don, in his own way with his journalism degrees, the first job I got out of college was helping manage a Swedish restaurant. Because with Jimmy Carter, there was double-digit inflation. So I think we have all I'm trying to say is we have to be careful. Like, everybody's taken multiple diversions off their goals and tasks. None of us really ended up where we planned.
Well, going back to reality, Jane, there's a thing we call the Constitution. The Constitution says we the people, form this government, not... The president wasn't here in the beginning, nor was Congress. There were the people, they formed states, and the states voted. The states created, people from the states.
I'm not really talking about the structure of government. No, I'm talking about life, just living life. Like, none of us ended up in the exact same place, but by the time I was 23 or 24, I was working for the government. I worked for the Department of Defense, the state of Illinois, and places like that, the public housing in Virginia. So all I'm saying is that I don't feel like I'm indoctrinated. I don't know about all other three people on the air. How much freedom you have? How much freedom you've exercised in your life regarding religious culture or work? But okay, just go ahead and finish your point. I'll just because I don't really know where you're going with it.
You have no idea how indoctrinated you are, because we the people, if you read your Constitution, the preamble towards it says it's formed so we can have tranquility, so we can have the general welfare. There's no general welfare when you're being asked to have a needle, when you're being demanded to put a needle in your arm, or you can't work to support your family. So you can't make any money. You either, in Australia, they took away the guns like they want to do here. My friend Leah, they took 50,000 kids into stadiums and started jabbing them, and they had to. And they went to her. She went to work. They said,
with
you
what?
Can't work.
With what, needles?
Yes, needles. And they said, you have to take this jab or you don't work. And she thought about her family and about life and living, and she said, and then she realized she can't fly off the island. She can't take a boat off the island. She has to be vaccinated to get out. You can't escape. And you can't fight it because you don't have a weapon. So it's either take the jab or die. This is the mark of the beast, Jane. Your
okay,
head is
so, but that's not,
right now.
All I'm saying is it's not America. She's in Australia.
This is America. It's happening. New York, Los Angeles.
It might be happening here, but I'm just saying that people can still choose not to be vaccinated, but they're still going to have consequences.
He mandated
it. Now, there was a
lawsuit
filed in New York by religious doctors and nurses who, and it's going up before a regional court, not the Supreme Court yet, that
people are being laid off. You know,
they're getting
LA,
a reprieve on being vaccinated because they're religious.
But, yeah, and they're also fighting through that one because they're saying, what is your religion and what's your reason for it, and why did you not claim it before? Because they're saying you're excusing yourself. But here's the point, is that this is in the Constitution, going back to that. You have these rights. You have the right to assemble. You have the right to worship. You have the right to free speech. You have the right to bear arms. You have the right to for life, liberty, and the pursuit of your happiness. I'm not happy. I know my girlfriend's ready to leave the country, leave the state, leave L.A., definitely go to Orange County for the moment, and then go out to South Carolina or Florida or
That's
Texas.
That's the hardest thing I heard all day. Because California is almost impossible to live in, and unless you have a stable job of it, $60,000 or more, you're not going to make it anyway.
Again, this is Nazi Germany. Australia did more in 1 year than
the
Hitler
thing
did
is,
in
is five. I had a friend at work listen to our three or four of our episodes, and he told me that I'm not moderating the show enough. So, if you don't mind, you can finish your points, but I'd like to hear from Don or Suzette, because I don't want one person to dominate the show. I want to know if Suzette or Don agree with you.
Actually, I'm done. I was just trying to enlighten just the subject, but continue on, because like I say, these kids, they're already programmed. They're already done, because you guys are not you. I'm just saying in general, the public is conditioned to believe what they're programmed on TV. That's all. It's
so if you would have asked five teenagers in Boyle Heights, California, who are probably English as their second language, what do you think they would have said if you approached them?
They would say exactly what their school teachers have been saying every 5 minutes, that the COVID is spreading like a wildfire. Please vaccinate, do your part, wear your mask. And see, it's one thing, it's like when you train a dog, it's like now the dog does it no matter whether it's supposed to or not. It just automatically, where's my leash? I want to go for a walk. Let me kneel, let me sit, and let me wag my tail, and then you give me a biscuit, and then I walk down the street. And it's like we're being conditioned, all right, here's put on my diaper, so I can walk in. Oh, if you tell me I can't come in, I can't come in. They have no constitutional right to do that, to separate, to discriminate. to ask me if I've been vaccinated. That's my HIPAA rights. What if people discriminate against me? What if I don't want people to know? You're going to ask me if I've had AIDS. You ask me if I had ever had hepatitis, or if I ever had any sexual disease.
That's a good point. You made a good point just there about HIPAA.
Well, that's what they're infringing on your rights, because people discriminate now because of that, right? Can't get a job, you know, right now, if I go to a hospital in some places and I've got cancer or I'm bleeding, they're going to go, you're not vaccinated, we can't let you in. My brother, you say, impossible. My brother's in Riverside County with a roommate that has cancer, and they told him, you can't come in. Well, if you have a toothache and it's killing you, can't go in there. You know, in fact, if you have medical and you don't, you better go get your stuff done if you don't want to get vaxxed.
That's true. Are you saying he can't go to the hospital, or he can't go in his roommate's room?
Oh, no, he can't go to the hospital. The guy can't get treatment.
Okay, Suzette or Don, did you say something?
Yeah, the appeals court, federal appeals court, Saturday, had temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine requirement for businesses with 100 or more workers. It was a Fifth Circuit of Appeals, and so they granted an emergency stay from OSHA. They're supposed to be doing, like John said, requiring, you know, people to take the vaccine, or you'll have to wear face masks and test weekly. All that's been halted until after January 4th, which is when it was all supposed to be in play. So that's good. Let's see, what did it say? So there's 27 states that have filed suits against us. And the Louisiana Attorney General had said that the president will not impose medical procedures on the American people without the checks and balances afforded by the Constitution. And so it was like, yes, finally somebody is... their fight is coming through, so that's good. But so we're working with that right now. But Biden thinks that his, the fine that you'll pay penalties if you're a company that doesn't implement these things, that says that he's confident that the requirement, which includes penalties of nearly $14,000 per violation, will withstand legal challenges. I doubt it. If they're playing it the straight way against the Constitution, they're not going to win. Now, that doesn't mean that companies can't require still employees to do it. It just means it won't be federally mandated. So, you know, however you want to interpret that, but yeah.
I think when it's something like a hospital or a nursing home, I could see why the requirement would exist, but if you work in a factory or a retail center, I don't know what conditions would have to be about for it to become a requirement. People can choose not to apply there if they don't want to get vaccinated.
True, true. Well, the Fifth Circuit had said that that it was this mandate is a potential grave statutory and constitutional issue. So I agree.
It is. The only point I was trying to make against John is that we still live in a country with a lot of privilege in the sense of freedom to apply for jobs, freedom to... Now, a lot of states like California does not have reasonable housing anymore, but I guess I've been blessed in the sense where I've only been homeless twice in my life, and once was with my son. Well, actually, both times it was with my son. But I don't feel like I'm that oppressed across the board. But I think if I were somebody else like Don or Suzette who might not be able to find the right job because there's so many people competing, I might feel very discouraged.
Yeah, it is discouraging.
There's so many jobs in Minnesota. Like, I could get 3 new jobs next week if I wanted. Now, I'm going to be traveling soon, so I'm not going to look for one. But I'm just saying there's a lot of jobs up here.
Yeah, I think there's, well, it seems anyway that there are a lot of jobs in any state but California, probably in New York.
There are or there aren't?
There are. There are more jobs everywhere else except for California and New York.
I mean, like...
In my opinion.
One of the things I thought about when I left L.A. in 2012 is, will the state run out of water? You guys have already had the brownout crises. I guess it just depends where you live in the state, though, because if you live, like, in the San Joaquin Valley in a smaller town, it doesn't seem so threatening, but it just seems like there's... John thinks I'm a conformist, but I almost tweeted to Greta Thunberg today, it's not climate change, it's God's wrath because it's the end of times. But, I mean, I'm not always mainstream. I don't go with the flow all the time. And I try to examine things. Don, what do you have to say about it? Did Don fall asleep?
No fucking way. What the fuck are you people talking about? America,
you always do
America.
This in the middle of the show. Now, don't get preachy.
Because I got 3 minutes in, and then I've got nothing. Because you people don't understand. If it wasn't for the black man, America wouldn't be America. The doggone Rhode Island infantry helped save the American Revolution. Crispus Attucks was the first black person killed in the American Revolution. The first article of one of the Constitution said the black man was 3/5 of a human being. You guys,
okay, we know all this, but we're talking about vaccinations right now, not civil rights.
The black man does not want the vaccination. The black man doesn't want a damn thing a white man has. Or says or does, and
well, you got it because you were in the clinic with Pat.
Fuck. Who? Yes, I got it because I was in the clinic with Pat. I have a family that I have to protect. I'm a family man. I'm a fucking devoted father with five.
Well, you
kids
seem like you're coming off from left field and you're angry. So what did
I'm
we?
Not
just,
angry.
What did we say that
you
pissed
guys
you
are
off?
Idiots. I'm not angry. I'm frustrated because you guys are idiots. You want us to feel sorry for you because you have fucking cancel culture, and don't nobody give a damn whether you guys die or not. Everybody, Travis Scott wants you motherfuckers dead, and that's one of the things that
okay,
you guys don't
understand.
Okay, I'm
going to the bathroom. You better shape up by the time I get back.
I'm not shaping up. You guys are idiots, and it's so sad. Because nobody can say anything. We agree with John in a lot of ways. The vaccination is a Hitler, a Nazi, I won't say hoax, but it's not absolutely necessary. You'll have natural immunity if everybody, 70% of the people get it, there's going to be a natural immunity. We don't need a vaccine that's been only developed in 7 months. That doesn't even make sense. No vaccines take 7 years to develop. So this is something that is being put upon the American population that black people know is wrong.
I don't care if you articulate your point, but the way you came across is very abrasive. There were three people talking on the air, and we were all expressing different points of view.
There you go. That's
so you don't need to get on your high horse. You just went on a 2-week trip.
Exactly.
You haven't been working working 14 days straight. So shape up.
Exactly the point. Three people have been talking. There were four
people. Well, you
can
jump in. I encourage Suzanne. I encourage you and Suzanne to jump in any time because I didn't want one person dominating.
And you asked me of what I thought, and I just told you.
I know, but you came here. You came with your fist swinging. Just say your point without offending us, because you offended me.
I don't. Hey, I give a damn like I give a damn right now. I just know.
Well, you need to give a damn, because I've been your friend for 30 years, and I'm kind of sick of your behavior.
He's being honest. You ask him to be honest.
Okay, but you know what? You don't have to come on the air every time and say we're all idiots, because we're not. We've all had our struggles. We've all had a fight to survive, and you're not superior to me.
Well, he is.
I'm more privileged than everybody on the show.
Because he married somebody who had a good job and they bought a house.
Listen,
I could have had a good job. I could have been president of the United States, Jane.
Okay, well,
you know that.
All I'm saying is to back down a little. To me, it was offensive. That's all I'm saying. I have the right to say that.
Well, it's free speech.
I have to deal with hot-headed people all the time, either at work or in my personal life. I'm tired of hot-headed people.
You know I'm very respectful.
90% of the time, I listen to the last show, and you and John, even though you were on opposite sides of the fence, you were both respectful and well-spoken.
Right, but
now
Hitler,
I just feel a little, condemned just because I have an opinion.
Hitler felt the Aryan race was superior. Don believes that the black race is superior. Do you see the similarity? So it's the same
thing.
You just change colors. That's all he thinks is superior.
If you open the Bible up, we're all carnal human. We're all mortals under God, and really, we have hardly any power.
But you're following the lie of the Bible. God has hair.
There is no lie in the Bible.
If Jesus had hair of wool and hands of bronze.
Just forget about that shit.
There you
go. I'm talking about the religion itself, that we're all subject to God, just like the British people were subject to the Queen.
Right, and we would not have
In fact, what happens tomorrow in Reno, Nevada, you have no control over, just like I don't have any in Duluth. Something could happen, like a ship in Duluth could let off a toxic substance and we could all have our lives threatened. Like, none of us really have any real power. We're just living on Earth, and Earth is a precarious place.
Well, the thing that America, that people don't understand, is that America was built on the black man's back. Black men.
Well, I do understand that.
No.
Let's just say everybody did understand that. Okay, my next question is, and
we deserve much more respect than we've gotten. We were killed. If we learned how to read only 60 years ago,
my point is that we've already been through these arguments, and nobody's I'm not denying it.
Everything you wrote in your book, Jane, is about the denigration of the black man. Is about
right
Father
because
Grosses
Father Rosebaugh, who ended up
Rosebaugh.
Burning the draft cards. He believed in equality for all.
Why?
Because he thought that the black race was oppressed, which it was.
Then why do you take objection when I say?
I'm just saying, why did you come on the air just now so offended? Like, nobody denied you the right to talk.
Because John went through a diatribe about the Constitution and the vaccine. And who knows what else. And the fact is, black men agree with him, and he's...
Then why didn't you say it that way?
I did. I just said it my way, with Ebonics, with the way that we speak in our community. We don't give a fuck.
Well, we're not against you, Don. We're not against
you. Sure you are. Sure you are.
I am pro-equality in the sense that everybody should get a fair shake. I'm not. I just got done watching The Crown. I watched 3 episodes of Margaret Thatcher. She had no empathy for her own people. Even during an economic crisis, she thought they should just pick up their bootstraps and either create or find a job if the government wasn't helping them. Like, she was completely oblivious to the real struggle.
But Black can't get a job.
That's
what I'm saying. She didn't understand the fabric that some of the opportunities may not have existed for everybody.
They should have when Blacks created
Even when the white people screw up Wall Street and there's hardly any jobs available, then what are people supposed to do? The opportunity is... Go ahead, John, go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying to help my brother, man, because he feels oppressed by the white man. See, I'm going to give you some. I'm going to drop some science on you.
I'm not impressed.
Democracy Alliance.
The meek shall inherit the earth. We're just waiting for you guys to die, and then we'll be able to take our rightful place as the kings and queens of the of the world.
Right, but here's the problem. See, you're going to fall for the line that the Black Panthers fell for with the communists. It's like the white oppressor and just join the revolution, and that's come with – why does George Soros, the billionaire white European, why does he – Jew, why does he finance the BLM and all the little thugs, Antifa?
Tell Don I have a book for him.
The Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. They use you like a tool. They use you like a tool to work for them to destroy the culture. And you fall for it. And then all you end up is like Cuba or Venezuela.
We don't give a shit about George Soros. George Soros.
You're working for him. He funds BLM. Who do you think funds that stuff? And all the kids run around. And all the athletes get on their knees, right? They bow down to white men.
No, we don't bow down to the white man. We're bowing down against the white man, against the flag, against all the shit that we have to listen to every fucking day of our lives in order to just survive. We don't care about y'all. I mean,
surviving in America. So you'd rather have Cuba or Venezuela or China or North Korea.
We don't want any of it. We just want to be left alone.
Oh,
we don't want to be a Cuba. We're not following behind money. We don't give a shit about money. We just want to have sex and drink and play and have fun. That's all we want. We don't give a. That's what Africans do. We just dance around, pray to the gods, and make babies. And that's what white men do. Oh shit! Yes, it is.
I know there's plenty of angry black men. That's like a phrase, the angry black man.
Right, but the black woman is even angrier than the black man is. Black
okay.
women can't.
So it's not just about sex and having a good time, see?
We're angry because we have to live by a bunch of standards that we don't understand. We don't understand why baubles and shiny shit and paper makes people happy. That's not what people – what makes me happy is I'm fucking all the time. That's what makes me happy. John's trying to try it.
Material things. So then they can go live in the boonies, like you said people were. And they can grow their own food and live on their own terms. They don't have to be in the mix with suburbia or big city life.
And they have to compete. And that's what I saw in the South. In the South, nobody's trying to follow the Joneses. Nobody's trying to get more than they can handle. Nobody can.
But you just said the reason why people are the angry black man and angry black woman is because they feel like they have to live in a world that they don't understand with things blah blah blah. And then when I brought up the other, you're like, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is that there are people in the South. It's like, well, so people can determine their own path in life. So,
but we don't have to have money.
You don't need to be angry at the white man.
You don't have to have money to do it.
No, you can actually buy property cheap from owners.
Exactly. You, and the thing is that all the money that these white people are getting is inherited. Inherited from thieves and thugs and ripoffs. The Mayflower, the Santa Maria, the Nina, the Pinta, all these white people that came over, they were vulgar, vagrant prisoners. They were deceived.
Nobody's going to give anything away because that's just people. They're greedy, and so they're not going to give anything to a group of people.
They were diseased animals.
Have you ever?
Made America, or they grew. What the fuck is that? That's the ugliest thing in the world.
They dug their own wells. They planted their own crops. They built their own cabins. Have you ever built your own house?
Who did? They killed the Indians and took their teepees and made just
The Indians were killing themselves for territory. Come on. Everybody was fighting everybody for territory. And the weakest men lost.
Everybody does that, but you don't bring guns to a fucking knife fight.
Well, the gang,
the Indians were killing
a tomahawk or a hatchet.
Right.
Women and children were getting raped and killed and burned, and they had their heads scalped, and, it was a bloody time.
Like John always says.
What I'm saying is that
everybody chance to talk.
At this point in time, your people, if that's what you want to call them, I just call them people, can purchase the land and do what they want to do and pass that wealth to their grandchildren. So that land can continue to be passed on and passed on until
we can't.
Why?
Yes, you can, Don. Just like you said, Don could hit a
loans.
John can
You're
hit a 3-point shot from the midcourt.
Oh, my God. You guys are idiots again. The banks won't give
the next
loan.
Time you say idiots, you're muted.
You don't need a loan.
Yes,
you don't need a loan.
You purchase
directly from the owner, and you work the terms with the owner. Anybody that doesn't have bad credit or no credit can do that. It's a thing that had started about a decade ago. You buy directly from the owner. If you buy an acre or half an acre or more, depending on what is being sold, and so you make payments to that landowner. You can use the land. You just can't build anything on it until you finish paying it off. So if you pay it off in a year, depending on what size and the price you agree upon, so you can make payments of $45, $100, whatever it is. But there's no interest on that because it's between you and the owner, and it's being done, and you can find it on, you can find all kinds of places all over the United States that landowners doing that. And it's directly, it's not through the banks, it's through them. And then you own that land. You own that plot.
Oh,
you get the deed
yeah.
and all of that. And so it's not expensive to do. You can actually purchase land for under $1,000, over $1,000, depending on where it is and how much. My husband and I have looked into that.
Okay.
Because we were thinking about moving off grid. But, yes.
Bottom line, how long does it take?
Have you tried that, Don, and failed? I was just wondering.
No. I mean, I bought my house by what did they call it? The word it starts with an A. Where
acquired.
But anyway, no, it's something. I forgot what it is. I'll remember it later on. But that's I bought my house in a general way like that. But how long does it take anybody who generally doesn't have a job or whatever to acquire land before they can build? That takes a long time, even if $1,000. And
I guess you can ask your brother since he's planning to do it.
Right. Well, he's already done it, but he didn't buy. He bought his land outright. But
all
you
said he was going to buy the house. He was going to build a house on it.
Yeah, he's clearing trees right now and leveling it. So that he can.
I did know a family in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, where I grew up. his brother was a carpenter and builder. One was a carpenter, one was a builder. They built a house from scratch, just within their own family. And this is the suburbs. It's the suburbs, not the rural area.
Well, that's
but
good,
that's
so
hard.
You already had water
it's
lines.
It's probably hard to do
because
you have to have a lot of knowledge. Right?
Not necessarily.
To build a house?
You don't have to have that much. You just have the will, and you have to have the ability to find, you have to have the ability to find some person, somebody who can do that for you. Not everybody is sell their land by owner.
There are plenty out there. Not everybody, but there are plenty. All the time. Some of them have creeks that run through them. Some of them have lines that already run through them. So if you plan on building, like, you know, far back into your property, there's still water lines and electricity and telephone, so that way you don't have to worry about that. As far as
John,
zoning,
were you
going to
say
those,
something?
Well, I was going to say, well, Don, to your point, if blacks built, if America was built on your back, then why can't you just build your own houses? Why can't you rebuild? You've had like the last couple hundred years, or 100 years, or 50 years, just build your own houses. You're so powerful. You built America, right?
We have been. That's one of the, but it takes a while to get the property and the necessary materials because they cost. It's not like you can buy.
The Mexicans are building your houses for you, Don. You know, every place you go in California that you live, it's the Mexicans did that, not blacks.
Right. The new houses.
I was gonna say what John said. Not every part of the country had blacks there. Like
right.
All the houses in White Bear Lake were built by a white family.
Well, the thing is that the major part of the original impetus of America, which is the East and the South, was built by blacks, including the White House. So, you know, these things just moved on. Blacks were instrumental in being explorers and coming out west to begin the population expansion. So there's a lot of things that whatever everybody is talking about is leaving out the important part of history, that America would not be America if it weren't for the Rhode Island industry, if it weren't for the carpenters and the field workers and the farmers. And now the Bidens, you know, the prejudiced, bigoted Bidens are talking about giving, you know, $450,000 to each kid who's left by their parents at the border. Where's reparations at? Where are where is any kind of fairness in that? That's going to lead to the biggest exodus of blacks in the Democratic Party probably in forever, if that comes to fruition. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever work for Tom Steyer, Don?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Oh, yeah, because George Soros and Tom Steyer are the two biggest financers for the Democracy Alliance, which basically it finances BLM. The white man, they're using it to split America, and you just fall right into it. It's like you're working for the guy. You're like, oh, I'm black power. And it's like, no, you're working for the white man to destroy America, to rip it all apart, using color and race and religion to do it. And you fall right into it. I mean, you've seen the playbook.
But that's okay.
I already know it.
But
I'm telling you the playbook.
It's okay. You always say that's a part of conquest. It's a part of conquest. I'm trying to build my family name, my people's name up into where we do have similar types of power that the white man has. And this is just simple. That's a part of conquest. I'm doing my part in making babies where the population growth of blacks is now 6.2%. Hispanics are 4.8%, and white man has declined 5.2%. I'm a part of that population growth to begin the conquest of America.
Yeah, but 70% of those babies are being born and have no father. They're going to be poor. They're going to They're just going to supply the rich white people
Doesn't
that you're working for. You work for them.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Their slave.
They're black. They're black. It doesn't matter.
My
the
fully vaccinated. My fully vaccinated ass is going to bed.
Well, yeah. You need to because you got another 25-hour day tomorrow. But you know, bottom line is
I cut back now. I only work 39 hours a week.
Oh, that's good.
I just don't want to leave Suzette stranded with you two.
Suzette can handle herself.
Oh, I'm okay.
She's never complained about her people of origin or how they've been oppressed. So maybe
but
you should talk about that.
That's because down in
she's
Georgia,
Colombian. Just think of the shit they went through.
And I know it's because of the Spaniards. It was because of the asshole Catholics. The cult that people have
you're
talked about.
You're a Catholic.
I'm not a Catholic, you idiot. Jesus, put me on mute.
Your wife is, and you married in a Catholic church.
Right, and guess what? The Catholics are not. We've got one of our young proteges, because we have them all over the place, who's asked her to be godmother, and the Catholic Church right now, the particular parish, is denying Pat the ability to be a godmother because she and I's marriage, they say, has not been accepted in the Catholic Church. Well,
but you got married in a Catholic church.
No, I got married on a boat with a Catholic chaplain, and they cannot prove that he is a Catholic. So they will not give her the right to consecrate her godmotherhood. So, the Catholic Church is a cult that's worthless.
In some ways, you've been a crappy Catholic anyway, but after my divorce, I couldn't work in a Dorothy Day house because I got divorced.
Right, and you can only get a no. But the bottom line is that Catholics...
But I was a Lutheran wife, not a Catholic wife.
Right, and that's my problem. I was never Catholic. So our marriage, in the eyes, but through the government, is recognized, but not necessarily in the Catholic Church, only because I was not married. It would have been, but I would have had to be married in the Catholic Church. So, you know, and again, Catholics are denying, it's been almost a year now of Pat bringing all the proof in the world that
Well, that's ridiculous. Why couldn't she just be a godmother on the sly? Like, why do you need the Catholic Church?
Because the father is a devout Catholic. He married a non-Catholic who is taking the rite of passage to become Catholic, and so all of these things are still not official until she passes that, and Pat and I, presumably right now, have to get remarried in the Catholic Church. So, you know, but
that's not such a bad idea.
Well, I went to college with Catholic. I know all this stuff. I was I'm 3 credits short of being a theology and 3 credits short of being a philosophy major, which is all about religion and natural law.
John, if you got married to the Jewish lady, what kind of church would you get married in?
I would get married on a motherfucking boat. Or I would get married.
I asked John, not you.
Oh, John has no clue. John's not getting married.
Just let him answer.
John's not getting married, damn it.
John, are you marrying the Jewish lady? And don't forget about my inheritance from you.
Yeah, probably not. We'll divorce 15 times before we get married.
There you go.
By the way, I get a chunk of your estate because I've been your friend longer.
That's true. Might as well go Mormon and marry all of you. Even Dawn. I'll marry Dawn.
It would last longer than the one you wears got.
His wife wears the pants in the relationship.
No,
Pat is a devout Catholic. Now, Suzette, are you Mormon or is just your son Mormon?
Just my son.
Or don't you want to say it on the air?
Just my son. I have left the church.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm very tolerant of religions because John and I had a mutual Mormon friend named Matt. I have a lot of Mormon friends. I have a lot of Muslim friends. I have a lot of Jewish
mm-hmm.
friends and Catholic.
Oh.
I'm the Rainbow
Muslims,
Church Coalition.
And the Mormons wouldn't let the blacks in their congregation until about 10 years ago. They wouldn't even let them in until about 10 or 15 minutes ago. 10 to 15
Remember
minutes
that
ago.
Episode we did, John, about your tri-state convention? And you had
right.
it down in Utah, and we were talking about Mormonism and what they allowed.
Right.
Yeah, that was about 3 years ago. It was a good episode.
Yeah.
Now,
and,
I like the Mormons because they're very charitable. They do good works. And David Archuleta is a Mormon.
Fuck a Mormon.
One
I
of the best singers from American Idol.
Fuck a Mormon.
Did you know that, Suzette?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I didn't know he was Mormon. Maybe I did, but I remember him from American Idol for sure.
One of the things I like about the Mormons is the ones who are devout are very, like, they give their life to the church. They don't even question it.
And they don't give their life to anybody else. They're five
right, like,
lives
I feel like they hold high standards compared
no.
to some other religious groups.
Okay, mute me now before I say you're an idiot.
Why?
I don't care what their belief system is. I'm just saying that, you know how the Christians say, like, you can tell somebody's sincerity by their works? Well, you're not supposed to judge people.
You know who has all of those principles.
A lot of them perform good
Muslims.
Works for society.
Muslims and Islam have those principles, period.
And I know a lot of good Muslims.
Whatever.
I was married to a Muslim for 5 years. It was a green card husband, but we never had sex.
And then you
His name
go
was Muhammad Qureshi.
And then you go through the doggone mics in Colorado and the Room Boys and all that stuff. Look, that doesn't even sound right.
I'm doing what John's doing. I'm taking an oath of purity. I am going to be celibate until I die.
Which is why I don't believe the Jewish girls, I don't believe she's been hanging around.
She is, because John just told me about their fight today and how she left the car.
Jane has more minority guys going through her than a Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Why?
I've only been with two guys in the last 5 years, and they have the same name. They're interchangeable.
John, why are you still with her then? And you should bring her up here to me then.
Don believes in pluralism and marriage or whatever you call it, polygamy.
Right.
Don?
That's why Mormons ain't. That's why Mormons ain't too bad, even though they suck.
They don't suck.
Mormons suck.
That's
big donkey dick.
The only Republican I ever liked was Mitt Romney.
Oh, my goodness.
Ew.
The only thing about him, though, is he was kind of repetitive when he gave speeches, bragging about his Olympic committees.
Mormonism is not a religion, it's a cult.
I know that. My identical twin thinks that too.
Okay, well, it's the truth.
Any type of conservative Christian, like a Baptist, they think Catholicism is a cult. They think Mormonism is a cult because they're only Bible-based believers. Any kind of doctrine that strays from the Bible, they think is an apostasy or whatever you call it.
Right, but they don't, agree that Jesus had hair of wool and hands of bronze. They don't believe that shit. So they're automatically castigated as blasphemers and idolaters. You do not worship somebody who is not factually in the Bible.
My Jesus looks like Sean Cassidy with blonde hair.
Yeah, and that's why you're a blasphemer. Good reason. Good point.
Okay, you guys, can we go to bed now in a polygamy fashion?
Jesus could play hoops? He was a brother man?
Yeah.
No, I think he looked like the picture that came out in the 50s. Where he had long, brown, golden hair and a golden tan.
Did he have his own line of sandals that, like, made in China?
That was the Eastern European version. The Eastern Europeans back in the 1100s, 1200s had to redraw a Jesus so that they could make sure that they had that, they maintain that power.
I love
and also,
Catholic.
Don and I have discussed that in many parts of France, there's paintings of black Jesuses.
I love all those crucifixion scenes of Jesus where you can tell the Catholic drew it because, like, Mary's at the feet of the cross and she's got, like, a nun's habit on. like she's never had sex. Because, yeah, I mean, Jesus had, like, three sisters, right?
Maybe women in those days wore modest, like, headgear.
But, I mean, she had the whole, like, you know, like, rosary kind of thing around her neck.
Like, the Queen of England in the 40s and 50s always had a scarf around her head. In the 50s and 60s, because she took office, I think, in 57. Okay,
it's
over 90 minutes and the discussion is declining.
Do you understand the monarchy is black in them? The queen has black in her.
I think Harry has black in him, not the queen.
Well, no, maybe.
Lately. Hey, Jay,
no,
next
time. Harry has black on him.
Next time for the chat, can you make some sandwiches for the men by the time we're done?
Sure. I'll make arsenic tuna.
You don't understand. The queen has black.
Okay, well,
Slick,
who's yelling, Slick? There was an episode, Don, the second to the last episode of season 4, where the crown hid. They hid 3 to 5 relatives who had mental health and developmental disabilities, and they put them in a mental institution, and then they wrote in the records that they were dead and they lived 40 to 50 more years. They were hidden from public view.
Right.
So if they didn't have anybody in their bloodline that was of stellar, what do you call it, like of good gene pool, then they hid them or purged them.
Yeah, we need some blue bloods, which, by the way, Prince William is on the cover of People magazine chatting it up about climate change. He's going to save the planet for it. That's what they want to use. They want.
Yeah, he was very involved in that. I just read recently.
I want him to be
the king, not Prince Charles.
Oh, well, he's as antichrist as possible. But, But the thing, you have to realize who's a tool, right? Because they're going to use climate change, they're going to use the vaccine, and they're going to use a way to divide and conquer. It's very easy. And again, everyone falls for it in general. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, climate change. Oh, oh yeah, Black Lives
Matter.
We're
going to get raptured anyway, so what does it matter?
Well, it matters when they put that little chip on your forehead. And the beastie, you get your little beastie mark. The vax, you know, that's just the next step. You're right on it. This is happening right now. And everyone's just you know,
I turned down the booster shot.
I preached at the pier just 2 days ago. I'm going to go out like every other night now, or, you know, a couple times a week. And people just walking by, like not even looking up. Now, I've played at the Promenade for years. You know, playing guitar, I can do something flashy and get someone to take a peek no matter what. Not preaching on the street, I tell you. And finally I started doing some comedy and a little humor, and then I started getting people's attention because it's a circus. They're just brainwashed. They want their circus. And that's how we brainwash the country. It's just the, you know.
Why don't we close the show when you tell us about your speech you gave in downtown L.A.?
Ooh, we're going to start filming my stuff and then putting it on YouTube, and then they'll ban me, like Steven Crowder.
Oh, why would you do that?
Well,
is
that's
that something
because,
you want?
Well, I can't control what they're going to do. I was reading Revelation because my girlfriend doesn't, you know, she's still of the opinion to run and save yourself. And I started reading from her. I said, let's go to the Torah that you believe instead of the New Testament, and let's read about what the 10 kings that rise, and 3 come up among it, and one takes over, and it says a great mouth was given to him, and he had authority to change times and season, and he took everyone, and it says until the Ancient of Days, the sun on or the right hand on the Ancient of Days was to come, and the books were opened, and judgment was set. And I said, so you understand, you know, being Jewish, judgment will come, the books will be opened, this is Torah. And then I said, let's read Isaiah 9:7, unto us the Son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, and he'll be eternal father, you know, a prince of peace, on and on, about the Messiah. And then I said, let's go to Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone into his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We all are sinners. So here, because here's the thing, she's not following Jesus. So I said, so who is the Messiah? And she says, well, Jesus is this Greek God name. And, you know, it's like back then they didn't have the name Jesus. I said, okay. So again, who is Yeshua? Who is the Messiah? Because your sin is placed upon him. So who is he in history? Well, I'm not going to tell you yet, because you can't. Show me the super Jew who paid for sin. And I said, but here's this, oh, well, what's his credentials? I said, well, let's see. You signed a check right now, right? 2021 AD in the year of our Lord. You write down a check and you acknowledge this is in the year of our Lord. And then, let's see. What's the largest religious following? Oh, it's Christianity. Oh, and what's the most published book on the planet? The Bible. So I said, I think the credential of Jesus, who is above that on the planet? Who has a bigger book? No one. Who has a larger following? No one. What is time based on? Split history is split. Jesus. I said, I think that's a pretty, you don't have a better credential. And you are in your sin. I am in my sin. The death angel passes over. What do you need? You need the blood, like Passover, on the posts of your door. So otherwise, the angel of death sees sin on your life. So what is your Yeshua? I want to be saved. So if it's not Jesus, who is it? And she has yet, this has gone on for months, can't answer the question, won't answer. It's because you don't have an answer. It's checkmate.
By the way, I was going to say something. The fastest growing Christianity right now is in sub-Saharan Africa, Korea, and Latin America. It's not in the U.S.
Yes, Well, they're sending missionaries to America because we're heathen. We
I knew about that. Go ahead, Suzette.
Everything you just talked about, John, what does that have to do with going on YouTube to purposely get yourself kicked off?
Oh, well, because the point being, I said, let's read those scriptures, because the beast will arise, and it says he power is given unto him, and he will wear out the saints. This is not just New Testament, the Old Testament. He will wear out the saints. And then it says, so basically he will kill them. And then it says, and the saints later on will judge them. We'll judge later the beast. We'll judge the demons. We'll judge the heathen. And Revelation, Matthew chapter 24, and you go into 24 through 26, and you also look at Revelation. Just read what happens to the Christians. They will resist until they are taken out of the way. We'll stand before governors, kings, rulers, and give our testimony. That's what Jesus instructed us to do. So I told her, yes, this is what this is my mandate. You're a civilian. Civilians leave. Women and children, get out. These are soldiers, and soldiers march. We're the last ones on the line, and we get, you know, we either live or die. But the point is, that's the calling. It's not to run. It's to move forward and fight the battle, and unless God tells you differently. And the Bible is the written commandment. It's the ordinance that God gives us, like follow these instructions. So I'm just following the book. I'm lucky that they haven't killed me, and hopefully we have a few more generations, but when it's buy or sell without doing something, and then they're chipping and getting ready to confirm vax with chip, I would say we're at the door of the end, the last of last days. I don't see it different.
I agree.
We've got famine, pestilence, flood, and fire. So we're pretty much close to that last days, just like that.
And these plagues, right? They're injecting us in just for 6 months. They'll be stung, right? And people will wish to die, and they can't. I don't know if you guys looked this up. I've looked at some of the pictures. The people have taken the vaccines. They've had reactions. We're talking like their whole chest. Of a woman just black, like a white person with purple and black skin, like a shocking 2 feet circle of inflamed, infected, and face, you know, like the jaw is literally sticking out, and this stuff gets deleted, it gets blocked, gets censored, but these are real people, real situation. So yeah, this is like the plagues being, you know, and from the Euphrates, right? The Chinese across the river Euphrates, the soldiers march and they get the sting of these locusts come upon people. So biblically speaking, it seems to fit, right? We got to get the injection and multiple stings, right? Not one, it's just, oh, booster and another booster in the variants. So I haven't studied it fully, but it seems very apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, let's end the show now because I have to go to get med training really early, and I'm ready to close it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Okay, have a good night, y'all.
All right, good
okay,
night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Suzette. Good night, John.
Good night,
everybody.
John.